you so much, Floyd, for the lovely music. Tonight, all you need is yourself. You don't need hymnal or anything else. And Micah is going to start us out with a reading. After we finish two readings and a brief reflection, what we're going to do is we're going to have a potluck. There are napkins there. There's a variety of bread. They're labeled if they have gluten or don't have gluten or have dairy or don't have dairy. And you're welcome to stay as long or as short as you want and kind of linger and talk and enjoy each other in fellowship. And Micah's going to start us out with a reading tonight.
A reading from Luke. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scripture to us?" The same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, they found the 11 of their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed. He has appeared to Simon." Then they told what happened on the road, how he had been known to them in the breaking of the bread.
Thank you.
Perhaps the world ends here, by Joy Harjo. The world begins at a kitchen table. No matter what, we must eat to live. The gifts of earth are brought and prepared, set on the table. So it has been since creation, and it will go on. We chase chickens or dogs away from it. Babies teethe at the corners. They scrape their knees under it. It is here that children are given instructions on what it means to be human. We make men at it, we make women. At this table we gossip, recall enemies and the ghosts of lovers. Our dreams drink coffee with us as they put their arms around our children. They laugh with us at our poor falling down selves, and as we put ourselves back together once again at the table. This table has been a house in the rain, an umbrella in the sun. Wars have begun and ended at this table. It is a place to hide in the shadow of terror, a place to celebrate the terrible victory. We have given birth on this table and have prepared our parents for burial here. At this table we sing with joy, with sorrow. We pray of suffering and remorse. We give thanks. Perhaps the world will end at the kitchen table while we are laughing and crying, eating of the last sweet bite.
On Saturday, Becky told me that approximately every 7 years the body rebuilds itself. Atom by atom, cell by cell, our physical being changes until our body has only a handful of cells in common with the body we had before, until we are different. Becky and I had this conversation squatting in a patch of blueberries below Hillgard Pass, palms stained blue, tongues tart with blueberry juice. "I'm glad these blueberries will be part of my next body," Becky said. I love the idea of bodies built by food. Not just nutrients and calories, but by the experience of eating. Apple pie shared with friends in a lamplit room. Morning coffee and croissants savored over conversation at Chalet 5. Or Sunday Eucharist, which happens twice for many of us here at Holden. Once in the round in front of the altar, and then again after the service, when we huddle around the Lord's table and serve each other seconds of blessed bread and wine. In the chapter of Luke many of you have heard all summer, the disciples recognize Jesus when he breaks bread with them. They've been walking together since the beginning of the chapter. What is the act of blessing food and eating together? That reminder of taking Christ's body into their bodies that allows the disciples to understand the change that had been happening in their hearts the whole time. In spring, I found the summer theme an odd choice. Why choose verses so attached to food when the Holden kitchen had just been contracted out, changing our rhythm of eating as a community? Several weeks ago, when I returned to Holden for the first time since June, I changed my mind. After 170 miles on the trail, I visited Holden as a hiker, with a sore back and a body made skinny and shaky by long walking days. The day I entered Railroad Creek Valley, the village had all gathered on the top of Chalet Hill for a potluck. We laid blankets on the grass and ate black beans and baklava, cucumber, feta, quinoa, orzo, kale, zucchini, cantaloupe, and meat mash. I heaped my plate and sat cross-legged beside friends, people who I knew and people who I didn't know yet, who had taken time out of their Saturday to cook for community. As someone who was working to rebuild her body, I needed that meal, the calories and the nutrients, but also the company, the scenery, the flavor of foods crafted by people I love. I want that, the memory of that potluck to be part of my body, my cells, my next 7 years. Perhaps Jesus' disciples would have recognized him sooner if they had met Christ on the road to Emmaus during a more certain time. But they'd watched empire slaughter their savior. They'd seen a person who symbolized salvation hang on the cross, body broken and deflated by death. It took the table to break them away from sorrow, to bring them back to flesh, hope, and a body that had been changed from dead to alive. At the table, in community, their world began anew, with a meal that would become part of their changing beings. When I returned to Holden to start a new school year, I found a different village than the one I left, a village laced with red caution tape, entrenched by heavy construction. Yet, even in the midst of the clanking trucks and orange vests, I found meals with friends that filled me with not only calories, but hope, meals that allowed me to see and know my community here at Holden, Claire's croissants, Kari's apple pie, Gary's barbecue cooked on the pit behind the kitchen, dinners eaten outside during the last warm evenings of summer, breakfast fruit held out an extra 5 minutes by Juan so that us latecomers could still enjoy pineapple and blackberries, extra oatmeal toppings added to the line by Rachel, who loves hot cereal as much as any Holden staff member, coffee at the registration window, brewed in small batches by Bonnie and Tressa, blueberries on the trail, seconds at the communion table, and bread baked and eaten by our community here at night. When we eat together, we talk, we sit, we chew, we listen, and pause our work for the fellowship at the table. In the midst of altered rhythms, these shared meals allow us to recognize Christ in ourselves and in others here in this valley. I want this eating to become a part of us, a piece of the self we're rebuilding, part of our next 7 years, and part of the people and place we're becoming. And if you could just join me in a moment of prayer, you can eat. God, thank you for bringing us here tonight, for the people who baked bread and for the people who will eat bread, for the time we have together and for this beautiful place we live in. Help us to see each other as the wonderful holy beings that we are, and help us to consume food with gratitude and joy. Amen.
Thank you.